So let's talk about some of the let's talk about some of the things that have come out of the past 2 years and some of the things that I'm assuming companies hire recruiter.com to actually solve for. So what is the current job market like? How many people are
Yeah.
leaving their jobs? Is the is it
Crazy,
just as
right?
volatile as it was at the beginning? You know, I hear about the great resignation, everybody leaving en masse, everybody going virtual. What's the current state? Because you're in this, so you have a pretty good
No,
perspective on it.
it's yes. So there are three macro events going on today in the world, in the US. Two of them are episodic and one is systemic. So the first one is really talent shortage. Right, you had all these companies that furloughed their people or shut down totally, and now you have 4% unemployment. You have 10.5 million open jobs. Hard to get people to come back to work. Salary increases, wage inflation. Ghosting. All these other things that you're sort of hearing about, and that's episodic because that actually will get resolved probably in the next year or 18 months, right? The notion that this restaurant can't open on after 10 o'clock because they can't staff, they'll find the staff. They'll figure that out. They'll get that balance between wage and quality of life and all these other things. The second, and by the way, we have a lot of clients in that manufacturing space and hospitality space, et cetera, that are in that hourly economy side of things, the working, work collar. The second really is the Great Resignation. Now, what most people don't recognize is that the US churn, right? There are 160 million working adults in the US, something like that. The annual turnover is somewhere between 22 and 25%. So that means that every month people quit, voluntarily quit. Forget the layoffs, right? Voluntarily quit. So
That
what
was
the great res
pre-COVID. That was just regular.
pre-COVID,
Regular.
always. So
Okay,
in
yeah. Okay.
2019, I think the average was 3.5 million people quit every month. 3.3 to 3.5 million people quit every month. There's just a regular number. So what's interesting is that, and we reported this, we do a recruiter index every month. In November, in October, we said, oh, the Great Resignation is upon us. And about 2 weeks later, they announced that 4.5 million people quit in August. And everyone's like, oh my God, 4.5. The reality is, it's greater, the greater resignation, right? More people quit in August than before,
But
but
not that
people
much
quit
more.
every single, no, it's a
Yeah.
million more. It's a lot, but still,
It
it's
is.
more.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
what's
Okay.
interesting
Gotcha.
is that who was quitting then, right? Let's break out those numbers, right? So what you started to see is the knowledge worker start to leave, right? In other words, why? Well, guess what? I moved to Florida. I worked for a bank in New York. I moved to Florida because of COVID. The bank says you have to come back full time. I said, I'm never going back full time. There are a lot of reasons. Grandma used to watch the children. Grandma doesn't want to. She's too scared. I have to work remotely. I like working remotely. I want the work-life balance. There are a lot of reasons why this is all happening, but we're seeing these things like it's never happened before. This notion of work from anywhere is really fostering this great resignation of why people are leaving. My priorities have changed. We call it the great reevaluation, right? Companies are changing what they're thinking, employees are changing what they're thinking. That too is actually episodic, right? We believe the great resignation will really slow up probably by the summer. So you'll start to see those numbers come down of how many people are quitting, slightly tick it down. What's not changing is what we call the job hopper economy. So pre-pandemic, if you went to Silicon Valley and you saw a resume of someone for 12 years and they were at three or four companies in 12 years, you would say, oh my God, that software engineer is awesome. That's an awesome software engineer. If you saw, and again, I'm generalizing to prove a point, but like 60% of all millennials now have no problem leaving a company within 6 months. We're hearing clients say, yeah, an employee started and 2 weeks later they left because they got a better job from someplace else. Like incredible. So, we might have had parents or grandparents that said, oh, you got to stay at your employer for at least 2 years or 4 years. That's out the door now. So this job hopper economy is really fueling so much craziness on the actual hiring and talent acquisition side of things. And let me explain. So 5 years ago, I don't know where you were working 5 years ago, but let's assume you worked for a company 5 years ago, right? And now you were going for an interview. Let's think about what was the interview like 5 years ago. You brought a suit to the office, right? And you lied, right? And you told your manager, well, it's my uncle's wife's died and I got to go to a funeral. It's really sad, et cetera. And you took off the afternoon. The next day, there's a headhunter calling you up, and you're like, your boss is like, who is that? Oh, it's my mother. She's really upset about my uncle's wife's fear. Like, it's a whole cloak and dagger. And by the way,
and you can tell when somebody's leaving a company because they start taking days, and they start walking out of the office or out of the cubicle to take the phone calls and whatnot.
That's right. That's right. You know, and look, we knew that, right? Oh, someone's getting sick a lot. Gee, maybe they're actually interviewing, right? So the expression finding a job as a full-time job would not be authored in February of 22, right? It just would not be authored now. Why? Because what's interviewing today? Interviewing today is a 15-minute video interview, right? It's a Zoom screen for 15 minutes. So let me get this right. If I could interview anytime I want, if I'm home or I'm working remotely or hybrid, if geographically undesirable jobs don't exist anymore, right? Think about that, Scott. Think about how many jobs you didn't even look at because it was geographically undesirable. So here's the thing. Everyone in this country today is more valuable than they were 3 years ago. Everybody. And the reason is that, again, it's the factory worker, the dishwasher at a restaurant, the waiter, the Java developer, everyone's more valuable. The reason is that let's assume you want to work remotely, right? But if I want you to work for my company, it doesn't matter to me where you work because I want your skills. So think about, all of a sudden now, I could work from anywhere. I could work at any company I want. I can interview anytime I want. By the way, how easy is it to apply for a job now? It's clicking on a, you know, Indeed and LinkedIn. It's like a piece of cake. So the only thing that was holding you back from leaving was the stigma of, oh, I can't just leave that company. I've only been there for a year. Once that's removed, holy crap. And by the way, it's gone now. It's absolutely gone. There is no longer a stigma of leaving a company. You know, Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, wrote an article about 3 months ago begging employees, please stay at your company for at least 24 months. 24 months. That's nuts. So you're going to see now people leaving companies at a far more rapid basis. So by the way, if the number of the annual churn in the U.S., the annual turnover is 22%, if it goes up to 30%, and I actually think it's going to go further, 30% increase will actually cost the U.S. economy $50 billion more in 22 than in 2019. And we blogged about it. I presented it on CNBC a couple weeks ago. You know, that's an incredible investment that companies are now making into these things. And what this is really doing is really driving a tremendous demand for recruiters, and for HR tech is now hot. You know, but I'll give you my soundbite is, you know, if it used to be that finding a job was a full-time job, today's response is finding people is a full-time job. It is no longer something that if you're running a company with 30 or 40 people in it and used to hire 3 people a year or 4 people a year, you're now going to be hiring 8 to 12 people a year. And that's just to keep up with the people that are leaving. Now, if you're hiring one person a month, that's a job. That's an actual, someone's going to have to be doing that. And I actually predict the same way that we all outsource, you know, every company has something doing with security, whether it's email security, desktop security, hosted VPN services, managed service providers, all the way up to a chief security officer. I believe every company of a certain size will be allocating money towards something in talent acquisition and retention.